So, we're bringing Batman into the DCEU. That's right. And you know, I was thinking, everybody's already kind of seen Batman's origin story. Oh yeah, everybody's seen that like 1,000 times. Exactly, so I figure, let's do it again. Oh, yeah, but this time we'll do it super slowly. Ooh, slow motion? That is so cool. Yeah, you like slow-mo? Oh yes, I do. In fact, let's use it in all the scenes, every scene. Oh, really? Every scene? Yeah. I mean, the script is already kind of long. I feel like that might extend the runtime to over 3 hours. Well, we could just cut out some scenes at random then. At random? What if some important stuff gets cut? Even better. What do you mean?
Well, if people want the movie to make more sense, they can pay for an ultimate edition.
Oh, that's smart.
Right?
Or maybe evil? No, it's smart. Okay, gotcha. So anyway, what happens in the movie? Well, first off, Batman is mad at Superman because when Superman was fighting Zod in Man of Steel, somebody close to him got killed. Was it Robin? No. Alfred? Nope. Lucius?
Uh-uh.
Well, who was it? It was Jack. Who's Jack? He works at Wayne Enterprises as a financial advisor. Is he like from the comics or something? No, I made him up. Gotcha. Anyway, we're gonna have Lex Luthor orchestrate a plan to get Batman and Superman to fight each other. Oh, Lex Luthor is in this. Yeah, but this isn't your typical Lex Luthor.
How so?
Well, he's young, he has hair, he likes candy, and he makes really high-pitched Mickey Mouse noises like, Oh, so he's like a toddler? No, he's like 30. Wow, so what's his plan? Oh, it's super simple. First, he has to find out the secret identities of Batman and Superman, then lure Lois Lane to Africa to interview a rebel general, but then sabotage it by outing a CIA operative named Jimmy so they can capture Lois and Superman shows up. Then he has to make sure all the rebels get murdered and that Superman gets blamed for the whole thing. Also, he has to make sure that someone from that African village will lie to Congress about that so they force Superman to testify. Then he's gonna force feed candy to a guy and ask Congress for an import license because he wants to use kryptonite to make a weapon in exchange for access to General Zod's body, and also he needs to steal Zod's fingerprints. Then, since Batman brands criminals for some reason, Luthor will hire other inmates to kill those criminals in jail because that'll make Superman want to investigate Batman instead of doing his actual job, which is to cover football for the paper. Then he has to send some crazy stuff in the mail, then invite both of them to the same event and introduce them to each other in a very excited and suspicious way, even though there's no real reason to be introducing Bruce Wayne to low-level journalist Clark Kent. Then Lex has to blow up the Capitol building via a rigged wheelchair and a former Wayne employee, so people will be mad that Superman didn't stop the explosion somehow. Lex assumes that this'll send Batman over the edge, and luckily for him it does. Then Lex will access the Kryptonian spaceship for his backup plan of combining his DNA with Zod's body to make a giant monster with alien science or whatever. He'll call that thing Doomsday, kidnap Lois Lane, kidnap Superman's mom, tell Superman to kill Batman or she dies. Then hope that Superman doesn't explain the situation to Batman and that they just fight each other.
Oh.
Okay, simple enough. Yeah, pretty straightforward.
Cool.
Yeah, so instead of explaining the situation right away to Batman, Superman will be like, Bruce, I gotta talk to you. Bruce. Bruce, listen. Listen to me, Bruce. Bruce, this is important. Bruce, I'm gonna say something important.
And so then they fight?
Yes, they do. For a couple of minutes.
Very cool.
But then Batman finds out that Superman's mom has the same name as his mom.
That makes them stop fighting?
Yeah, because it makes Batman realize, oh, this guy has a mom. He can't be that bad. Every concern I had about this super powerful alien is gone.
Interesting.
And so they're gonna team up to fight the giant Doomsday monster that Lex somehow knew how to make.
How does that go?
Well, they manage to kill it, but Superman dies in the process.
Oh, well, I mean, he's not really dead, right?
Of course not,
obviously.
But we will spend a long time pretending like he is.
Even though nobody's gonna buy that.
Cool, so listen, we also have to kind of use this movie to set up the Justice League film. Is that gonna be hard to shoehorn in there?
No, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Really?
Yeah, actually way ahead of you on that one. Batman is gonna meet Wonder Woman at Lex's party.
Oh, why is she there?
Because.
Gotcha, and they're gonna go on kind of a side quest to uncover the other heroes?
No, but what they will do, and people are gonna love this, is send each other some emails.
Why are people gonna love that?
Well, think about it. What is the big thing missing from the modern superhero movie?
I feel like you're gonna say emails, but...
Emails! People wanna see superheroes email each other.
All right, I mean, you seem really excited about emails.
Oh, I am.
Great, well, I hope people share your excitement.
Yeah, so these emails are gonna have attachments of video files showing the other heroes.
You know what? I guess that is pretty cool.
Right?
Yeah, it's much more efficient than taking the time to set up these characters before jumping into the big team-up movie.
movie.
Oh yeah, Marvel wishes they thought of an email scene.
Oh yeah, they're kicking themselves.
So what do you think of the movie overall?
Meh, doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
Look, we have Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman in the same movie. We could do anything we want and everyone's gonna love it.
Oh, really?
Listen to me. Everyone.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a lot more pitch meetings on the channel, so be sure to check those out. And let me know what other movies I should do pitch meetings for. If you're new to the channel, you could subscribe to us for more videos. And check out ScreenRant.com for the latest movie and TV news. Thanks for watching, guys. I'll see you next time.